Hello, my name is Bruce Chaney, and this is a podcast of The Rampage. Today we are doing a student profile. Can you please introduce yourself and your major at Bluefield University?
My name is Ethan Cash, and I am a senior here at Bluefield University. I am majoring in sports communication.
What made you want to come to Bluefield?
I would say it's football. Football is what got my attention to Bluefield. I left my old school, and I was looking for a new home. And in the past, I'd played Bluefield at Mitchell Stadium before at my old school. And came up here, and I really like the weather. I like the stadium. I like the mountains surrounding. So that's what brought my attention first. The main thing I would say is just the relationship I built with the coaches on through recruiting and the academics. I mean, we have strong academics, so it really just made sense. It was a perfect fit.
What college were you previously at?
So I was at Lindsey Wilson College. I played there for 3.5 years. It's in Columbia, Kentucky, middle of nowhere, one stoplight town. It was a good time, but it was time for me to move on.
And you're originally from Tennessee?
Yes, sir. I'm from Nashville, Tennessee.
How long have you been playing football?
Man, I've been playing football my whole life. So I'm 24 now. I've been playing since I was 4. So give or take 20 years, give or take a year or two. It's been a long time. It's pretty much all I've known my whole life.
What introduced you or who introduced you to football, and what do you think gave your love to football?
I would say what grew my passion for football was the sense of going out there and the rest of the world kind of disappears. You go out there and you're not thinking, you're just reacting and just letting your body do what it's supposed to do. And it's such a freeing feeling to have the stressors of everyday life completely disappear through sports and competition. So who introduced me to football was probably my dad, I'd say. I always grew up watching football. We grew up Steelers fans, kind of born into that. But I would just say I was just naturally drawn to it. I like violence. I like hitting. I like throwing touchdowns. I like scoring. It's just something about it. It's just beautiful to me.
Yeah, half of my family is Steelers fans and half of my family is Redskins fans.
Heck yeah, good people.
What's some of your favorite football moments from Bluefield University?
I'd say my favorite football moments are just being around the team. I wouldn't say there's a moment that I particularly dislike. We have our ups and downs during the season, as every team does. So it's tough to stay focused when you have the downs, but you really have to. My favorite memory probably is the Pikeville game or just any home game. I love playing at home. I love playing in front of our crowd. It's nice to have fellow students there. The Pikeville game was really fun. A lot of scoring in that one, a lot of back and forth. It was just exhilarating. Ended it with a 2-minute drive to seal the game. You know, you can't ask for much better than that.
Is there anything that you would do differently knowing what you know now coming into college?
I try not to have any regrets, but that's not life, unfortunately. I'd say I would try to narrow down what I want to do afterwards sooner. I kind of came into college not really knowing what I wanted to do necessarily, and I think that kind of set me back as far as academics was. So I would say if I had to change one thing, I would come back and basically just have my mind made up, essentially. Another thing I would say is don't take any day for granted. I took a couple days for granted throughout my career, as everybody does, but you shouldn't.
What's some of your proudest accomplishments at Bluefield?
I would say my proudest accomplishment at Bluefield is being named team captain. I came in last spring and, you know, I'm the new guy. I'm trying to find my place in the role and the team and everything like that. I would say that's probably the accomplishment I take most pride in, is being team captain, being named by my peers and coaches. I take that very heavily. It's very nice to have respect of your teammates.
How do you manage the school and sports work balance?
Yeah, so you just have to have a little bit of time management skills. It's not too bad once you get the hang of it. Freshman year was rough. I did what every freshman does and failed a class or two, just because, you know, it's a new experience and I didn't take it as seriously as I should have when I started out. I would say just time management is the most important, knowing when you need to get stuff done and when you have time to relax.
What's some good memories of like friends or events at Bluefield?
Man, I have a ton. The bonfires at Bluefield are always fun. We have bonfires and little fires outside of the apartments over there, and those are always a good time. Any Mud Pig Day is always a good time. Man, I love Mud Pig Day. You get to go out there with all your buddies and just hang out and play some games and stuff. Another great experience I had is just building friendships. I felt like, leave my old school, I had friends, but I wouldn't say they were as close friends as I have here. Building those lifelong connections has been tremendous for me here at Bluefield.
What are some things that you're going to miss at Bluefield?
Man, where do I start? I'm going to miss it all. I'm scared to leave, to be honest with you. I'm scared of the real world a little bit. I understand we all have to grow up eventually, but man, I really like being at college. It's fun. I think I'm going to miss all of it. I'm going to miss the calf. I mean, some days. I'm going to miss the ice cream, that's for sure. I'm going to miss just being around people that I know all the time. You know, it's very nice to be comfortable around people. I would say I'm going to miss the football, especially. Football is not one of those sports you can just pick up and go play like basketball or anything. So I'm definitely going to miss that. I'm going to miss the team aspect of it and just being around on campus, man. I genuinely like being here. Bluefield's a good place.
Do you ever see yourself coaching football in the future?
So I've thought about that, Bruce. I've thought about it. I really do love football and I have a passion for it, but I don't know if starting my coaching journey here would necessarily be the best step because it's tough for me. I played here. It's tough to go and coach somewhere you played because all those guys are my teammates. You know, it's hard to coach them and come from a coaching mindset. I could see myself coaching eventually, but as of right now, I think I'm going to take a little bit off of football and try to let my coaching passion come through.
What are some things that you're looking forward to once you graduate?
I'd say not being broke anymore. Just having a paycheck. I cannot wait for that. The freedom and the sense of accomplishment, I would say, that I'm really looking forward to once I graduate. You know, I came to college for football. I never really was an academic guy, but since I've been in college, I've realized academics are so important and you need to learn as much as you possibly can, especially in the field you want to go to. So, man, I don't know. Just freedom and golf. Freedom, golf, and money. And I would say spending more time with family. I'm looking forward to a lot of things. It's very bittersweet, if that makes sense.
What are some of the hobbies you do outside of school?
So outside of school, I'm a big sports guy. Anything sports related, I'm in. Pickleball. Love some pickleball. I get down there on the court. Really into golf. I've gotten into golf the past two and a half years, and I don't know. I've just fallen in love with it. It brings out that competitive side of me. I'm basically playing against myself every time, trying to shoot a new PR every single time. And it's really just, it's nice to be out there in nature. Another hobby of mine is working out. I really love working out. Games, love gaming too. There's not much I don't do outside of academics and football and everything. I pretty much do it all.
What's some advice for juniors or upcoming freshmen that you'd give them from your experiences?
Man, I would say get those grades right. Grades are the most important thing. If you don't have the grades, you can't get on the field or you can't even graduate. So you're just wasting your time if you don't take it seriously. Another thing I would say is build friends and build relationships while you can and while it's easy. Because once you get out of college, I've always heard it's hard to build friends, which it makes sense. You know, everybody's got their own life. But I would say take advantage of each day and just don't take it for granted because it really does fly by. It's cliche to say it flies by in a blink of an eye, but it really does. Feels like yesterday I was a freshman.
That's about all the questions I had. Do you have anything else you'd like to say?
Thank you for your time, Bruce. Thank you for doing this. And Bluefield really does have a special place in my heart. I was lost when I came here. Didn't know where I was going. You know, leaving my old school, it kind of left a bad taste in my mouth as far as football and everything. I just didn't even like football leaving my old school. But here I found my passion for the game again, and just passion for life in general. I can't thank these coaches enough for giving me an opportunity, and the staff here, not even just the coaching staff, the faculty and professors, man, they're all great. I really do love it here, and I'm going to miss it.
All right. Thanks for coming on the podcast. This is Rich Cheney signing out, and I'll see you next time.